took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, happy Monday. I pray that you had a great weekend. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, hold group prayer, and I assign a new task each day. And this broadcast is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is every man has a penis. Every man has a penis. I know that got you excited. And our scripture for today comes from Psalm 118, verse 8, Psalm 146, verse 3, and Micah 7, verse 5. While you are getting your word ready or your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, prior Morning Motivation Broadcast, as well as access my separate law office site from my ministry site, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I also remind you to tune in live with me for breakfast. I have a chair for you here at the table by calling in at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you missed this hot breakfast, I keep it out on the stove for you on the website on the Morning Motivation page at feelthefire.com. It is posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go back and make sure you feed your soul. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to Psalm 118:8, and I am reading from the KJV. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I say again, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 146 and 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. And finally, Micah 7 and 5. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. What is our topic for today? Every man has a penis, so you really got to learn how to put your trust in God. Now, I know this sounds graphic. Some of you are saying, oh my God, she's an evangelist. Should she be teaching that? Well, if you've been following the Morning Motivation Broadcast, one thing you know is that I tackle life's everyday issues with authenticity as we use the Word of God, because it is profitable for everything. And since God made us in our anatomy, and this is very apropos for the context today, yes, this is exactly what I should entitle it. So let me tell you how this title came into being. A friend of mine is a very devout Christian, and recently, and her husband is a Christian, but they are going through a divorce. And, you know, she tried to work it out, reconcile it, everything, and they couldn't do that. And so as they began to go through the divorce, she saw a lot of things happen, a lot of behaviors from her husband that she could never have fathomed that he would do. She was trying to end the situation amicably. Let's just end it this way. You know, they're both working. They're both doing these things. And we'll just end it and go on about our way. We don't have to be in court being antagonistic toward one another. Well, he just wouldn't do it that way. I mean, he was going tit for tat for every little thing, even to the point of it affecting the one child that they have, even trying to take away finances that belong to the child. And so she just couldn't believe that. Later, another man approached her in the church who was interested in her and said some things that were inappropriate. And so she just was very incredulous about this. And we would talk about this and we would pray, and I was encouraging her. And finally, one day, I just had to say to her, listen, every man has a penis. And what that means is they are human. You cannot deify them above the Lord. It is when we make the mistake of putting our trust, our whole heart, where it doesn't belong, that we end up on the brink of totally giving up, backsliding, suicidal. Now, this does not mean that you should not experience pain nor grief when something happens in your life that should evoke those kinds of emotions. And although I'm saying every man has a penis, I mean there are men who are done wrong too. So I'm not saying by women. So I'm not saying that you should just suck it up and not feel any pain, or that you should not grieve. We are all human. We all have emotion. Even Jesus wept when Lazarus died, despite knowing he would raise him from the dead. That shows us it is acceptable to express human emotion. But when you get to a point in life where your whole life, your whole existence, all of your joy, your very ability to get out of the bed in the morning, your very ability to go and lie down in peace at night is tied to someone else, that is an issue, because every person has faults and fallacies. Every person will let you down. I don't care, from the Pope down to the bishop, down to your pastor, down to the Sunday school teacher, down to the usher, down to the choir leader, down to the deacon, down to the mother's board, over to the missionaries out there in the evangelism department, even me on this broadcast. Everybody's human. Everybody will let you down if your whole existence is tied into them. But you must learn how to put your faith where it belongs, in God. God is the only divine being. He is the one that you deify. He is the one that you trust. Every man has a penis. We read in Psalm 118 and 8 that it told us in the word, it's better at any time, any day, any given Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, to put your trust in the Lord than to ever, ever, ever unequivocally and absolutely place it in an imperfect man. And then in Psalm 146 and 3, the Bible even expounded more. It said, don't even put your trust in a king. Don't even put your trust in a prince. Don't even put your trust in those in authority. Some of us are so caught up even now in the political scheme that we don't know how to live. We have no joy. Maybe someone's upset that Hillary didn't win. Someone's upset that Trump won and people are mad about that. Someone is upset about everything. You can't even witness anymore. You can't even be a light. You're very bitter. You're caustic. You're abrasive. You don't even know how to go on your job and hear people talk about Hillary or Trump, whichever one that you're against, without you becoming bitter. Some of you are even using profanity, and you're supposed to be Christians. Why? Because your trust is in the wrong place. You got posts all over Facebook that you share, calling people names and then turn around on your next post and say, we are Christians, let's come together. But the people who follow you see what you're posting on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and all of these social media places. The people on your job, they hear how you talk. Yet you're the one telling them, no matter who's in the position, God is in ultimate control. Well, you ought to believe it and act like it. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 5, the word talks about Ananias and Sapphira, how they walked in, sold their land, their husband and wife, walked in, went right in front of the apostles. First, the husband went in, and then the apostle asked him, is this all you sold your land for? And he lied and said yes. So he was told at the very moment, you've lied to the Lord. What convinced you to come in and lie to the Holy Spirit? You haven't lied to me, but to the Holy Spirit. So Ananias fell down dead. A few hours later, his wife Sapphira came in looking for him because he hadn't returned home. And the apostle asked her, tell me, did you really sell your land for the same amount that your husband said? Now, it was unbeknown to her that he had already died for lying to the Spirit. She said, yes, we did. Then the apostle said, who has convinced you to lie to the Holy Spirit? You're not lying to me. The same men that carried your husband out are standing here now to carry you out. She fell over in dead and died. Do you see what I mean? There are people who will lie to the Holy Spirit. Why are you putting your trust in man? And then in 1 Kings 13, I ministered, I think, probably a month or two ago, about the lying prophet who went to another prophet and lied and told that prophet that the Lord had sent him with a word for that prophet, but he intentionally lied, and the Bible said he lied when he told him that. The other prophet listened to him, and because he listened to him, he ended up dying. The lying prophet told him, now I really have a word from God, that because you listen to me instead of listening to the Lord, that this day you won't even make it home, but you will die. And that prophet who received that lie, who listened to man instead of God, was killed on his way home, and his body was found lying in the street. Every man has a penis. Every man is infallible. Every man or woman is imperfect. Why are you putting them in the place of God in your life? In 2 Samuel chapter 11, the Bible teaches us about David, how he sent for Uriah the Hittite to put him on the front line in battle. Why? Because he wanted Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. So in order for him to have her, he had to kill the husband. Yes, that was even David, the man after God's own heart, the king. So why are you so surprised about everything that's going on in church, everything that's going on at home, everything that's going on in life, to the point where you can no longer make it, to the point where you have totally given up because you have deified people who have no business being placed in divine status? Whatever you need, go to God for it. God is sovereign. Hallelujah. God has the answer. God is your healer. God is your provider. God is the first and the last, the end and the beginning. He which was, which is to come. God holds the world in his hands. God sends down your latter rain. God opens up the windows of heaven, pours you out such blessing that you have no room to receive it. God is the one who can reconcile a relationship, reconcile a marriage. God is the one who can heal your body, provide your finances. God is the one who makes your enemies your footstools. Quit trusting man. Put your trust in a perfect Lord. In 1 Samuel 19, the Bible tells us about Saul, how he plotted to kill David. Now, David had been there serving Saul, playing the harp to ease his demons. But when Saul begin to observe that the people love David, he wanted to kill him. See, this is what happens in life. You can give your best to your husband or wife, and they can still turn around and walk out the door on you and never look back. They don't care if it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the drain. They can walk out the door and never look back. Come to you and tell you this marriage is over, I'm getting ready to go, and have another wife or woman or man outside waiting for them to go live with them. You can work at a job for 25 years, have been the best employee, received the best evaluations, never given your boss an issue, and your retirement is set up for 26 years for you to be vested in retirement and pension, and they fire you at year 25 with 11 months and 29 days. You can be in church serving the Lord, doing everything for the church, a faithful tither, a faithful giver. You can be someone that buys something at every bake sale. You can attend every revival, serve on the usher board, go on hospitality, donate extra money for the pastor's trips, and they still turn around and put someone up in leadership who's only been there 2 weeks while you've been serving faithfully, and they don't even acknowledge your name. You can be with your friends, pay their bills, help them out and love them, and they can turn around and stab you in the back, be looking at you, laughing in your face, turning around, gossiping about you, and plotting your demise. Do you hear what I'm saying? Quit putting your confidence in man. God has everything, every blessing in store for you. But you got to realize where your trust and your faith belong. Every man has a penis. Every man is a human. Every man will do whatever his nature, whatever his body wants to do. You can't control it. Every woman will do whatever her body, her nature, that fleshly, sinful nature wants to do. And sometimes never care, never apologize, never repent, never look back. But you cannot allow them to define your joy nor your existence. This is some powerful word. Let's go into prayer right now because we've run out of time. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you. This is another Monday, another blessed Monday that you've given us, brought us through a whole weekend. Lord, you're so powerful. We love you, Jesus. Where would we be if you had not been on our side? Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin this morning, asking that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Lord, help us, please, to put our faith where our faith ought to be, and that is only in you. Help us, Lord, to quit giving our joy, our happiness, our peace, our praise, our day, our minds, Lord, our spirits, our bodies, over to people to the point where they have the ability to control our lives even when they are no longer there. Help us to quit giving over our healing, our finances, Lord, our home, our children to people to the point where when they disappoint us, Lord, we lose our jobs, we lose our homes, we quit working, we become clinically depressed, suicidal, because we have identified our whole existence, our whole future, our whole lives, all of our blessings within that person. Help us, Lord, to do as the word says. And although we may love other people, although we may intercede and pray for them and wish the best for them, although it is right that we should have trust to the point that they should be accountable to us when they are our husbands or wives, help us, Lord, though, not to put our whole existence into them. Help us, Lord, to realize that the only being who can never fail us, who will never fail us, who will always have our best interests at heart, is you. Help us to put our trust in you. Help us to submit our wills to you, our day to you, our minds to you, Lord God. Help us to be renewed daily in the joy of the Lord so that no matter what happens externally, we can look at that situation and say, it's okay. I may not even understand it. I know I don't deserve it, but I do know that the Lord still has me in his hands. And somehow, some way, he's going to work this situation out for my good. So I continue to praise his name. Lord, bless everyone on this broadcast. You know what everyone is going through. Help them from this day forward to put their full confidence in you. and receive the blessings of the latter rain in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you are not saved, or if you are backslidden, or if you are someone who maybe you're going through a divorce, a breakup, the loss of a job, some kind of very bad situation, and you have lost faith in the Lord, maybe you've quit going to church, whatever it is about it, I want you to repeat after me so we can bring you back in alignment with the word. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent, Lord God, of my doubt. I repent of my disbelief. Lord, I repent of every sin. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time into the kingdom and family of the Lord. Please get into a Bible teaching church so that your soul can be edified, and definitely set your alarm to join me for morning motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Call in at 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180, or go online after 8 a.m. to feeldfire.com, and you'll see the broadcast posted. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, our one announcement, then I'll give you our task for today. Our announcement for this morning is to remember that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday. That's where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. So make sure you tune in to tomorrow's broadcast live, or go back and get this hot breakfast from the stove on the website of feeldfire.com, so you will know what we need to do on Triple Threat Tuesday for tomorrow. Now, today's topic, every man has a penis. I taught you to quit deifying people and instead to put your trust in the Lord. Your task for this morning, is to relinquish the hold on yourself where you have been constraining yourself by putting your trust in people and feeling disappointed, and instead begin to trust God. Every time that situation comes to your mind today, just say, you know what, it's all right. Lord, I know you're going to work this out for my good. Don't give your joy away anymore. I love you. I'll see you in the morning for breakfast. 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Morning Motivation.